This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and our women, behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And let's not forget about our bulk mail delivery guys out there, the bulk mail haulers going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and dropping the mail off so that you can get your letters or whatever today. And also the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel out there. Appreciate all you guys. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page. You can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on Truth Social. That's President Trump's website. Very easy to find, at Captain's America. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can always go to our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check it out. See what we have to offer over there. You might be surprised. All right. Joining us right now from California, the one and only, the incomparable professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, Captain.
Now, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're going to say the pledge for the second time and get on down the road. You ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian practices and beliefs. And if you don't believe me, go read the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence and see how many times God or the Lord is mentioned in there, right?
That's right.
Now, the U.S. Has announced an Asian Pacific Economic Initiative with 12 nations meant to counter the Chinese influence. They did so on Monday. I watched some of it. We watched some of it yesterday morning early on the TV and reported on it. Now, along with the U.S., the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework includes Australia, Brunei, India, Indonesia, Japan, South Korea, Malaysia, New Zealand, the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. Together, the bloc accounts for 40% of the global GDP, and they are expecting to do some monumental things. What do you think?
Well, that's right. Now, part of this, or I should say a large part of this, of course, is to want to counter the economy of China and its influence, especially in the region. And so that's why I think the basic framework of this is all about. Now, you'll also hear them talking about wanting to revisit the TPP, or the Trans-Pacific Partnership, if I recall correctly, which was not, I believe President Trump was not in favor of, but you'll hear more about it. But obviously, Captain, what's been happening with China, of course, is a lot of people thought that, well, it's going to, you know, economics are kind of going to kind of take over. We'll be able to really deal with China on different levels. But we are seeing that that may not really be possible moving forward.
Now, Ilhan Omar, who never should have been elected to Congress to begin with, in my humble opinion, because of all the skeletons in her closet, has defended the Biden administration by informing the RNC, that's the Republican National Committee, that your fear campaign of inaction at the border isn't holding any water. Well, that's her words, not mine. How about this one? Anything she says doesn't matter.
Well, she does like to try to go out there and grab the headlines, but I kind of think the newness is kind of worn off. I have to be honest about that. I think that she came in sort of like a whirlwind kind of a thing, but now when she does these kinds of things, it doesn't really have the impact I think that she thinks that it does, perhaps, or her supporters. But the fear, what fear campaign is she talking about? The idea that there could be unfettered illegal immigration into the country? We're not supposed to be concerned about that whatsoever? That's just a fear campaign?
I guess.
Yeah, I guess. You know, but and that's the thing. It's here we go again with the messaging. Oh, that's just a fear campaign. But there's supposed to be an orderly way that people can come to this country, and most Americans agree with that. Most Americans think that that's fine. If there's a protocol, there's a way to do it, and you do it legally, that's the way to do it. But for some reason, if you're not for unfettered illegal immigration with people crossing over, like you were talking about just last hour, Eagle Pass.
Yeah.
If we don't just say, oh, whatever it is, if that's fine, do whatever you want, then somehow we're waging a fear campaign that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. And I will tell you that I get it. I understand what they're doing or what they're trying to do. And most anybody does if you pay a little bit of attention and you notice that what they're trying to propose is it's a shock and awe treatment, Democrat style. How's that?
Well, sure. Well, exactly.
All right. I hear the music. Hold on. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We shall return. Don't go anywhere. It's Tuesday, and that means it's Mission Barbecue Day over on West Waters. We'll be right back.
Real radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. And by the way, if you're in the Captain's Army, you probably heard me talk about Relief Factor before, because it's part of my daily regimen, and it's something that really, really, really has helped me tremendously with the problems that I have. And I really appreciate Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, for developing that product, because I've been taking it for over 7 years now, and it works for me. And I take it every day in the morning when I get my day started, whether it's early morning, late morning, whatever time it is. But I take it every day in the morning, along with some food, because that's what you're supposed to do, and gets in my system, never really gets out of it, but gets in my system, and away I go. And usually I'm feeling pretty good. Now, if I have to take a second pack, I do, again, with food, and it'll help with the swelling, help with the pain. But that's what it does because of the ingredients that are in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that help your body to support its natural response to inflammation. It also lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on, because it goes right straight to the source to fight the pain. And you might have a pain in a wrist. You might have a pain in your elbow. You might have a pain in your shoulder. And because this follows the natural progression of the way that your blood flows and whatnot, you'll have relief for all three of those areas. And I've never seen anything quite like that either in anything that you can take. But I strongly recommend it, Relief Factor. Go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you can get started on a three-week quick start. Then after that, you can take it every month, every other month, whatever you want to do, sign up for it, and away you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Because after all, Kyle, what do you have to do?
All you have to lose is pain.
You bet. You bet, you bet. All right, now, Congressman Madison Cawthorn, who's the cat in the wheelchair, right?
Right, yeah, he's confined to a wheelchair, yes.
He just lost his bid to win his primary because he was primaried, right?
Right.
Well, he's facing a new insider trading ethics complaint with crypto coin. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't really think if I was doing the crypto thing, and I really wouldn't be for the reasons that are too lengthy to get into, but I've seen too many people get all excited about making some money with crypto coin, and 2 days later they've lost it all.
Yeah, it's definitely something that, you know, it's to say that it's cryptic is an understatement in terms of where cryptocurrency really is. You know, it's sometimes I think, Captain, it's one of those things if something sounds too good to be true, you know, but I just don't know a whole lot about it, to be honest. But evidently what the House Ethics Committee is investigating is whether or not Representative Cawthorn improperly promoted cryptocurrency, and if he had some kind of undisclosed financial interest. So that's added on to the list of all this other stuff for him.
Well, if you're a congressman or woman or running for office, I don't think that you can advertise it for somebody.
Right, right. Yeah,
I could be wrong, but I don't think you can do that. And I don't know what he was doing, but we'll have to wait and find out. By the way, did you hear the little methodic bell that went off here?
Yeah, I did.
Guess who that is?
Let me see. Oh, it's Jeff in the chat room. That's great, in the captain's group chat room.
Did you see what he just called?
he calls it monopoly money.
Well, that could be true, because, again, you can make a lot of money whether you do it on purpose or accidentally, and you can lose it as fast as you made it. That's what I don't like about it.
Right, exactly. And so it's something that, you know, some folks may have good luck with and this kind of thing, but somehow that it's not like a fire and forget, so I'll just make all this money if I just invest $10 or something. You know, it's like I said, if it's too good to be true, you got to really check it out before you invest any money.
Now, the Pentagon says more high-tech weapons are going to Ukraine. That means more training.
Well, that's right. That's right. And, of course, those high-tech weapons going to Ukraine, that's a good thing. But on the flip side, we got to make sure that any stockpiles the United States doesn't dwindle down and is not replaced in a timely manner, because as we can see, Captain, at any time our military could be called up to do just about anything. And after the president said what he said about Taiwan, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And I'm not trying to be funny.
No, it's not funny. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we are depleting our own weapons supply, and we just can't replace them fast enough with the stuff we're giving out. By the way, gun control laws, Kyle, I want you to know this. Gun control laws are just window dressing to make people feel good.
Well, it seems that every time that, and unfortunately, if there's a violent act that involves the use of a gun, that you have legislators who want to run out and start making some other new law about it, rather than focusing perhaps on what known criminals are doing, enforcing existing laws and this kind of thing.
Now, 24% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction, just 24%. According to the latest Rasmussen poll that was put out this week. Now, with the economy still struggling, most Americans believe this year's class of college graduates are going to face a very tough job market, and many of them won't be able to find work in their area of study. Now, the latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 51% of American adults believe it will be difficult for recent college graduates to find a job in the current economy, including 19% who say it will be very difficult. And that changes from a year ago when it was 59% thought it would be difficult for graduates to find a job. Back in April of 2020, when many businesses were under lockdown orders because of the COVID-19 pandemic, 82% said it would be difficult for graduates to get a job. Regardless of this, of what's going on here, I believe that it is going to be more difficult. And for the people that go to college and take liberal arts and they take classes that you really can't apply, everybody needs to take a business class of some sort.
Well, yes, and it would certainly do people a lot of good. It's always good to have some kind of well-rounded notion of how the world works and how you can find your way in it, you know, despite all of whatever interest you may have or what your focus really is going to be. Because what will happen, Captain, is as we're going to see, again, it's not official yet because we'll go through the end of the quarter, but many Americans believe we're already in a recession, and when this starts to really take hold, that perception of how the economy is going, things are going to get harder, and you have to make practical decisions and moves based on what's happening around you, not what you want to have happening around you.
Now, here we are over a week after the Pennsylvania primary of last week, and we still don't have a declared winner in the Senate race, right?
That's right, yeah, we still don't.
And this one
already suing people, yeah.
Well, McCormick, the one that's down by, I don't know, 1,000 votes or whatever, he's suing over the counting of the mail-in ballots because they still have all the military ballots that come in this weekend that won't be counted until this weekend.
Right. Right. Well, and again, here we are a week after it now. And so the American people, in this case, people in Pennsylvania, you know, it starts to undermine people's confidence in the whole process, and whether or not they even want to participate, because it's like, well, I'll go and vote, but they'll never get an answer. And so it's this kind of thing. And so we've really got to see where things are falling down. It's a very, very close race, though. And, you know, I think many people are of the mind that they want to know the answer. And I guess it's going to take a little bit more time.
Well, if they listen to the answer, the one that stayed on the station on now, they'll get the answer.
That's right. That's right. We aim to please.
Sometimes it comes a little bit later, but you'll get it. And yesterday, I just can't believe how spot on we were with what we were doing and what we were talking about, because all that happened again on the Third Watch right when we came out of the air.
It certainly did. That's right. Because right before the program, we were talking. We said, this is it. This is, we got it. We'll start with this because this is breaking right now, as you said, and it breaks in the overnight because, of course, there's a time difference where the president was. But, Captain, this was the lightning rod that everybody, all the news was really focused on because the president said what he said.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. And today is Tuesday.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Defense leaders from across the world have agreed to send more advanced weapons to Ukraine. American Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said 20 countries announced new security assistance packages for the besieged country.
I'm especially grateful to Denmark, which announced today that it will provide a Harpoon launcher and missiles to help Ukraine defend its coast. I'd also like to thank the Czech Republic for its substantial support, including a recent donation of attack helicopters, tanks, and rocket systems.
Austin said during the virtual meeting that Ukraine officials have made their security needs clear, adding it's consistent with what has been identified in recent weeks. Stocks closed higher Monday after 7 weeks of losses. The Dow rose 2%. The Nasdaq climbed more than 1.5%. The S&P 500 gained close to 2%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. The call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. The call is 833-848-2590. That's 833.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. We hope we see you there at Mission Barbecue today. We always have a great time there. Great people, great fun. Great conversation, and just to show up and listen to the conversation is worth the price of admission, which we don't charge. And, of course, the food is excellent there, too. And if you don't want to eat heavy, you don't have to. You can have a salad. You can have a sandwich. You don't have to have a barbecue plate. That's not what it's about. They got plenty of good food there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. And for a limited time, you can save $90 on a pair of my slippers. Now, this is the blowout sale of the year. It's not going to go on forever, so you need to take advantage of it while you can. $90 is what you're going to save. This is where the rubber meets the road. Now, Mike Lindell has taken over 2 years to develop the my slippers that were designed to be worn indoors or outdoors and all day long. Now, they're made with the MyPillow foam and the impact gel to help prevent fatigue. They've got the insole bottoms like they have in the moccasins, and they're made with quality leather suede. Now, you can get the slip-ons or you can get the moccasin types, whichever you want, but they are good. And I got a pair of each now. I got a pair of the slip-ons and a pair of the moccasins. I just got the slip-ons yesterday. Now, you can call 1-800-641-5459 and use the promo code CAPTAIN, or you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square that's there, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Or, once again, you can call 1-800-641-5459, use the promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com, and take advantage of those slippers, MyPillow slippers. You might also see something else there if you like. But I'm telling you, I am comfy, moving around with those slippers. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, you Mrs. Professor's got one, right? A pair?
That's right. Yeah, Mrs. Professor has the MyPillow slippers, and she absolutely loves them.
Does she have the slip-ons or the other ones?
She has the slip-on ones, not the ones that look like the moccasins.
Yeah, women seem to like the slip-ons better for some reason.
Well, yeah, she likes to wear them around the house, absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
Especially when it gets cold.
Now, very deeply concerned about the healthcare workers, people like Vice President Kamala Harris and the Surgeon General of the United States have warned of the healthcare worker burnout. Okay, you take it from there, and then I'll see what I'm thinking.
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of burnout going on.
The healthcare.
That's right. You know, we still hear people talking about what happened during the pandemic, but now post-pandemic, how they're trying to make their jobs work, make their businesses work, and so forth, and they're still fighting a lot of uphill battles out there.
Well, let me tell you something. Police, firefighters, EMS, hospital people, the ER, and people that work emergency and trauma, it's all a highly stressful profession, all of it. And people every day are doing silly things and stupid things to themselves because they can't take it anymore. But all I have to say about it is one simple thing. If you see something, say something with one of your friends. If you see them and they act like as if they're under a lot of stress, which everybody is, but you handle that stress differently. We know Kamala handles the stress by laughing, right?
That seems to be her tell. You're right.
Well, we got to practice her laugh and get it on tape.
well, but I think she does a lot of that to sort of deflect the fact that she's not really going to say something really, really substantive or really super informed. I just don't know that she's that she wants to sort of go there.
And we can get some help here. That's our help.
Right.
There you go. Okay, that's our help. But anyway, now, migrants in Mexico are a little bit frustrated right now because they thought that this Title 42 was going to go away and they were just going to come streaming across the border. And now they're sitting on the other side and they can't get in unless they sneak in. And then they're going to be sent back. You know that, right?
Right.
So they don't know what to do.
Well, they don't, and certainly it's interesting, Captain. Of course, there was going to be the decision by the judge just a few days ago, and there seemed to be people on the other side of the border who were, absolutely waiting for that decision at that moment, and then presumably were going to start coming across the border. So there seems to be some coordination, or at least access to information about this. And a lot of anticipation. But what really I think irks a lot of Americans, though, is that the fact that I think the Biden administration will continue to try to find a way to lift the Title 42 restriction, regardless of what this judge said, regardless if it's bad policy, regardless if most Americans disagree with that idea.
Well, Title 42
shows how far they'll go.
Title 42 is a law, not a presidential order. That you can circumvent by changing. So if Joe Biden tries to change by executive order the law, he's violating the law.
Well, exactly, but they're not going to give up. They're not going to simply say, okay, well, it's a no-go. You know, they definitely want to get this taken away however they can. And I think it shows just how far they're willing to go, the fact that they disregard what the American people really want and the common sense of it all. And they keep doing this. You know, the most common sense thing to do, Captain, is to try to get more oil. Open up more areas to drill. Do these kinds of things. I mean, we could go down a whole list of common sense things the Biden administration could be doing right now. They simply won't do it, and Americans suffer in one way or another because of it.
And they know that they're not doing anything to help regardless of what they say. And I'm telling you, as long as we keep the upper hand in this and we make sure that we keep our eyes and ears open for anything that they might try, then we are going to beat them at their own game at the polls, and they're going to go right back where they belong in third, fourth, and fifth place.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a real sea change, I think. But they're going to rely on a couple of things. Number one, their messaging. Number two, they're going to try to rely on the Roe v. Wade decision, if it becomes official, whatever that may be, even the leaked document. They'll try to build their strategy around it, believing that Americans will go for one issue and one issue alone if they can make abortion the front and center issue here. And regardless of all the bad policy, they really do think we're that stupid to think that, well, we're just going to go with this one thing, despite everything else literally going to hell in a handbasket.
Now, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, yesterday, because of what President Biden had to say, had to chime in and say, and I quote, "The U.S. is a ways away from sending troops back into Ukraine."
Right. Well, they constantly have to walk back the impression, let's say, that the president gives about things. And this has got to be absolutely tormenting the White House staff. Certainly the powers that be, wherever they are, whoever they may be, because President Biden continues to do things that absolutely cause our adversaries, for one thing, like China, in the case of the Taiwan remark, to take that.
But there was something else that was said yesterday, and that was sending special forces to reinforce our embassy in the Ukraine.
Right, and that's probably more, not so much for fighting that may occur in Kyiv, but for other like terrorist elements or other threats to the embassy.
It's to defend the embassy.
Yeah, yeah, and of course the fighting is far away from there, generally speaking. But you never know. We don't know what counteroffensive they may have in the wind. We just don't know. They may have heard about something.
Well, there's always going to be a threat against an American embassy, regardless of where it is, especially in that part of the world.
So, well, of course, yes.
So I would think that that's a no-brainer. However, that's putting boots on the ground in Ukraine, and we were told that wasn't going to happen.
Right.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, too. Don't go anywhere. I got lots more to talk about. When we come back, we shall return. Don't go anywhere.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain...
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Live and in concert from the Greek Theater. And I'll tell you what, he had a packed house, but they were getting to it there, Kyle.
That has a great sound to it. Absolutely. And the Greek Theater, of course, amazing venue.
Let the good times roll. All right, your turn. What's going on out west?
Well, folks, of course, we have out west tonight. We have a little bit of rain to tell you about, and we've also got some heat to tell you about. This is going to be in the California Central Valley, California Highway 99, also Interstate 5, starting about Bakersfield, California, heading on up through Stockton. Past that, Sacramento starts to become more of a fire weather warning, but you've still got some hot temperatures in that area all the way up to Redding. That's going to be in the mid-90s, maybe even triple digits as we hit towards the end of the week. So be aware of that. We've also got, of course, looks like we've got a frost advisory. This is going to be in Wyoming, in the area of Gillette. And as you come across, let's see here, I-90 as you're heading over towards South Dakota. As the captain mentioned last hour, still got that frost advisory going on. It also stretches down to a little bit east of Casper, Wyoming, as you come down Interstate 25. So be aware of that. Now, in terms of rain, we do have some rain and snow in the Denver area. This is looking like it's about west of Denver right now, but you've got snow in Georgetown as you head out I-70 over towards Silverthorne. Definitely got snow coming across the road there right now, according to the radar map. And as you go down south from Denver, down I-25, Castle Rock, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, down towards Trinidad, you've got a lot of rain. Looks like it's covering the interstate the entire way to the border there with New Mexico, and you still got a mixture of rain, sleet, and snow to the west of that, so be aware of that. And really, we've got much more of a quiet map other than those things we're telling you about, so take it away, Captain.
All righty. Well, we've got to tell you about a tornado warning right now in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. There's been some tornadoes bouncing around tonight in Texas over near Lubbock and parts of Oklahoma. But right now we do have a tornado warning up. It's pretty much following just north of I-44 coming into Tulsa right now. There is a definite warning there. And it looks like it's going to stay right on I-44 and continue right on off to the east. There's a whole big system in there right now. Heavy rain. Now get this. 2 to 4 inches of an hour. And in one area, 6 inches of rain an hour is what the rate is coming down. 6 inches. There's nothing that can handle that kind of water at one time, Kyle.
That's right.
And you need to be careful on I-44 coming out of Okie City, headed to Tulsa. And if you're coming into Tulsa from Joplin, be advised, well, you won't be able to see this. So it's probably going to be thunder and lightning and heavy rain, but you won't be able to see the tornado till it's dead on you, if in fact it is. Now, just be careful. That's all I can tell you. A lot of flooding around Oklahoma City, Tulsa, up and down 35, up into Kansas, all the way to Kansas City. We got rain right now, heavy rain and flooding, and down into the panhandle of Oklahoma with the Amarillo. We still have a tornado watch area in the Lubbock area, all the way across to Plainview, so be advised of that. And then we got more rain in the northeastern corner of Texas, coming out of Dallas, going up by 30 into Arkansas, going across I-20 into Louisiana, and going down south towards Nacogdoches, Texas. And that's where Willie Whalen and the boys did their famous song down there. And then we got some rain up I-81 coming up out of Tennessee, going up into Virginia. We've got frost tonight up along the upper part of Wisconsin, upper part of Michigan, in the Adirondacks of New York State, also up in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. And got a little bit of flooding going on again west of Duluth up there. The streams are still over their banks up there, so be careful if you're coming the shortcut across Duluth to go west to jump on the interstate over there. Please be careful. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him being on the program, just like this next contributor, which just happens to be Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And let me see here. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
The General Milley, did you see what he said yesterday about troops?
I did.
Now, I think he had to clear up the situation, because somewhere along the line, somebody said something about special forces going in to reinforce our embassy in Kiev. That came out yesterday.
Yeah.
So was he shooting that down?
He was diluting it a little bit.
Okay, because I think that they're going to have more than just a standard Marine contingent there. I think they're going to have to beef that up.
Well, yeah, maybe too. I mean, this is a place that's at war, so yes.
Well, it's a place at war. Just in, and again, this is Kiev could change 5 minutes from now, right?
Well, yeah, it very well could, but I think there's some initiatives being taken because there are several embassies are reopening, including our own. I don't know the exact date that we'll raise our flag once again. But, I mean, this conflict isn't over by a long stretch. But I think that, necessarily when they say they may send in some special forces, that really tells me that they are working to increase offensive abilities for Ukraine in order to bring a closure to this thing as fast as possible.
Well, they did yesterday. They got their hands on, they were trained on an American M777, 155-millimeter cannon, and they used it. Hold on. I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I hope you're having a good day wherever you're at. We'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.